From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras says he is ready to return to the negotiating table after 61% of voters in a snap referendum voted against Greece accepting further austerity measures in exchange for financial bailout funds. He said the mandate strengthens his ability to negotiate a better deal for his country. Some of his fellow Eurozone partners, however, are not impressed with the referendum results. Germany is taking a hard-line stance against Greece and its efforts to renegotiate for additional funds. In light of yesterday's decision by Greek citizens, there is no basis to enter into negotiations on a new aid program, Stephen Siebert, spokesman for German Chancellor Angela Merkel, said Monday. A German finance ministry spokesman said, "I can see no reason to enter into discussions." Greek Finance Minister Yanis Varoufakis said, resigned Monday, a day after Greek voters overwhelmingly rejected a demand by the country's lenders to impose more austerity measures on the country in exchange for new bailout loans for the government in Athens. His resignation was a surprise because he had said he would only resign if his countrymen voted in favor of accepting the austerity demands. However, Varoufakis said Monday he was made aware of a certain preference by some members of the Eurozone for his absence from meetings of finance ministers. He said his withdrawal from such meetings was an idea the prime minister judged to be potentially helpful to him in reaching an agreement with Greece's creditors. Varoufakis said has often clashed with the creditors in the past few months. You are listening to the news coming to you from Washington. The foreign ministers from the group of six world powers and Iran are locked in intense negotiations in Vienna on Monday with key disputes still unresolved a day before the self-imposed July 7th deadline to reach a comprehensive deal to limit Tehran's nuclear activities in exchange for sanctions relief. The diplomats, including U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, stressed that despite some progress, the two sides must still negotiate major differences on key issues. Officials in Nigeria said Monday that bombings at a mosque and restaurant in the central city of Jos had killed at least 44 people. The blasts, which happened late Sunday, also wounded at least 47 others, according to the National Emergency Management Agency. The attacks continue a deadly string of violence blamed on Boko Haram militants that has left more than 200 people dead in the past week. U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby condemned the recent Boko Haram attacks. The U.S.-led coalition carried out 38 airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Syria and Iraq over a 24-hour period Saturday into Sunday, with nearly half of the sorties conducted around the self-proclaimed IS capital of Raqqa. VOA's Victor Beatty reports.
A spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition Operation Inherent Resolve said 18 of the 38 airstrikes destroyed vehicles and bridges in Raqqa province, representing, in his words, one of the largest deliberate engagements conducted to date in Syria. He said it will deny the IS group the ability to move military capabilities throughout Syria and into Iraq. A militant website said at least 10 people were killed and dozens wounded in the airstrikes in Raqqa. Those airstrikes also targeted IS fighters, structures, and equipment near Al-Qasaka and Kobani in Syria and Habaniya, Haditha, Makhmur, Mosul, Sinjar, and Tal Afar in Iraq. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
Thousands of worshippers camped out overnight in Ecuador, awaiting Pope Francis, who begins a three-country tour with an open-air service in the southwestern city of Guayaquil. More than a million people are expected for the papal mass Monday. The 78-year-old Jesuit Pope landed Sunday in Ecuador's capital, Quito, on the first leg of his visit. Government and church dignitaries greeted him along with colorfully dressed children and adults, waving the papal flag and standing on either side of a long red carpet. In the latest sign that passion for soccer is growing in the United States, several hundred U.S. supporters gathered outside the White House on Sunday night to revel in the Women's World Cup triumph of their national team over Japan by a 5-2 victory. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.